Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right. From the Southern Bancorp studio, Bob Getty and Kelly Sander, Super Talk Eagle Hour is back on the air. We're glad you're with us. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to take your family for a meal any night of the week. Great place to cater your next upcoming event, whether it be a sporting event, school, church, business. They do a great job of catering. Kelly and I both have used Dickey's on more than one occasion and never been disappointed.
And, you know, tomorrow we turn the calendar. October 1st is tomorrow, and Thanksgiving and Christmas are going to be right on you. So if you haven't got office parties for Christmas and Thanksgiving, you want to keep Dickey's in mind for that as well.
Yeah, you're right. All right, opening segment of the show every day, sponsored by Dickey's, and we do appreciate them. And we open the show today with our dear friend Lee Roberts, color analyst for the Golden Eagle Radio Football Network, and, of course, a former great Southern Miss quarterback. All right, Lee, welcome back. I ask you this off the air, but I'll let our listeners hear your response. Has the football team turned the corner, or did we read too much into a win over Jacksonville State?
Well, first of all, I don't want to take anything away from Saturday's game, because it was a great win. It was one that we needed, especially coming off a very tough loss in Ruston the week before. I'll say this. If we can get through a bye week and we can get through next weekend or next Thursday night and get a win on the road at Georgia Southern, I'll agree with you. I think we possibly have turned the corner. I just think there's a lot of things that still have to come into play. I think we're doing better in certain areas. I think we haven't put our whole game together. We haven't played a complete game. I'm still looking for that, but I am excited. Again, a great win on Saturday for sure.
It did seem to me, and you know a lot more about playing quarterback than I do, but it did seem to me that Braylon did a better job of tucking the ball under at time, putting his head down, running down the field. It's almost like a big running back gets loose in the secondary when he's running the football. But was I right in that he appeared a little more disciplined in the respect of, there are times I just need to take the football myself?
Yeah, I think so. And I think we were running the football a little better anyway. I mean, we only threw it 22 times, so he didn't have to drop back the pass and really take the team and put it on his shoulders in the pass game. So it did kind of open up the opportunity for whether it be a running back, Pittman or whoever, or Braylon, to tote it and carry it down the field. And, yeah, I think his decision-making was really, really good, and I thought he did a great job protecting the football as well.
Well, one of the things at the top of the list for the Eagles to do this season, Lee Roberts, was to protect Braylon Braxton, and really that's the goal of any team. Can you address how having three healthy, competent, productive running backs helps protect your quarterback, whoever it is?
No, it does. I mean, obviously, we've been able to throw multiple guys back there in the backfield, and whether it be run or stick their head in there and pick up an extra blocker or a blitz. And you have to have that. I mean, there's so many times where a quarterback gets flushed from the pocket, and it has nothing to do with what the front five did. It was whether the quarterback didn't see a blitz coming, or the running back wasn't able to get his guy blocked, or he was supposed to chip and get out, and we just didn't get a pass off. So there's a lot of different things that come into play when the quarterback gets a pressure. But, yes, I'm liking the way our running backs step up and really they're not scared to hit somebody and really help protect Braylon. If we can keep him healthy, I think the sky's the limit this year.
You know, I this is radio, not television, but I think when you said yes, having three healthy running backs that are productive, I sensed a smile on your face when you answered that question. I can't imagine how it could possibly be a bad thing for a quarterback to have three studs in the backfield. But the other thing about one of the goals is to win the league. And Lee, maybe I'm getting a little bit too excited, but as I look around the Sun Belt as it stands now, it just doesn't appear that there's any Hercules in this league. And no. Southern Miss, by the time the season's over, Southern Miss may well be the best team in the league.
No, I totally agree. I mean, I think right now we could definitely play that argument. Obviously, a lot of things, you know, could happen. I mean, the injury bug could hit us, heaven forbid. But I just think you got to be a team that plays one week at a time and really take care of yourself. And I think you've got to continue to be disciplined. I mean, we've seen that, you know, one play can really turn a ball game, you know, and that was the way it started on Saturday, a play early, a strip sack and fumble recovery, you know, so those kind of things can really turn the table. And you just hope that your guys continue to play extremely well. But, yeah, I like where we sit. There are some tough teams in the league. I mean, I know we've got to host Texas State, which is going to be a tough one here at home, on the road against Louisiana. So, again, taking nothing from any of those teams. But I like our chances.
Lee, Marshant Kenny, who takes full credit for your collegiate college success, was on the show yesterday. He took credit again yesterday, by the way. But he did say...
Of course he
nobody's listening, though. That's the problem.
There was something about a Florida game that he played well enough for y'all to win. I don't remember. He always brings that up for some reason. But anyway, Lee, he did say that he thought that players, when a team is playing like it did Saturday night, probably doesn't want to see an open date. And this isn't a full open date, but is this a good time for a break, or would you rather see him back out on the field Saturday?
Honestly, I think I would rather see us back out on the field. And, you know, because it's an open date, it's a road game. It'll be your first flight. It'll be a Thursday night. There's a lot of variables that will come into play. But the good thing is, you know, the team's going to get a couple of days off this week. I'm sure Coach Huff will bring them, you know, back in on Sunday to get things going, or maybe even Saturday. I'm not sure exactly what the schedule looks like. But, yeah, any time you've got a midweek game, it does kind of throw a wrinkle in things. But Georgia Southern's going to be faced with it as well. You know, fortunately for them, it's a home game. It'll be a road game, obviously, for us. So I think a lot of great things have to fall our way. But I think just discipline. You know, we've shown that we can play great at home. We've got to learn to be a great road team as well. And I think it'll be a different team next week that you see as opposed to what you saw last week in Ruston.
Brought that to my attention, Kelly. They've been playing almost every game at home. Four of the first five.
Southern Miss?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Georgia Southern is clearly a different team at Paulson Stadium than they are on the road, because JDMU,
right.
last weekend.
That's right. Get it right.
There were three words to describe Georgia Southern's running attack: stink, stank, and stunk.
Yeah.
They were awful. Hmm. So you hope that that the Eagles, of course, they're the Eagles as well. So I guess we have to differentiate. But you hope that they're going to hope our Eagles are as successful as shutting down Georgia Southern's running game as the Monarchs were.
Hey, Lee, let's just be honest about this. You know, they won their third game, beat a team handedly. What really wasn't close Saturday night. That's a huge improvement. I mean, we'd only seen three victories in the last 2 years. So, you know, we've seen three out of the first five games. I think that's reason for everyone to be happy and optimistic.
Yeah, I mean, I think most everybody would have been pleased to know that, hey, at the end of the first four games, you're at least 2-2. You're hoping to kind of be 3-1, but things didn't go that way. But Saturday, a convincing win. I know the last, you know, touchdown we gave up, you know, made the score look a little closer, you know, and also it allowed us, you know, we didn't win every quarter. I know that's something that they would have loved to have done. But, a very convincing win at home. And I think we're improving. I think we're doing everything right. I think Huff's team, you know, they're ready to play each and every week. And They're fun. They're a lot of fun to watch, and he's fun to watch on the sideline too. So mm-hmm. haven't seen yeah. an emotional coach as I've seen in Coach Huff get excited as he does. And hey, I think it just kind of trickles down to the team.
And if you'll look at what happened last year in the Sun Belt, Marshall kind of started off the same way last year. Nobody really talking a lot about Marshall. They just kind of were treading water. And then all of a sudden they started rolling these wins together. Mm-hmm. And by the time they played in the conference championship game, they didn't just win it. Yeah. They won it convincingly.
Lee, dare we say conference championship game is a possibility?
I mean, I think it always is. And, you know, I think this team, this staff has put together a team that will compete. And I'd love to say, hey, we're going to get a chance to play in it and maybe even host it this year. So, got to keep playing, got to keep winning. A lot of things are going to happen. So, right. Hopefully we will.
And I think any reasonable fan, Bob, just wants their team to compete.
And they're competing.
Just, yeah, for sure.
All right, Lee, we're headed out of we're out of time, but real quick, scale of 1 to 10, how excited were you to hear that Bad Bunny is the performer at the Super Bowl?
I had to ask my son if that was a good thing or bad thing. So.
What did he say?
He said, not good.
Oh,
not
okay.
Good. Yeah, not good.
So. That's a great way to...
you said a scale of 1 to 10. I'm going to say a 0.
There we go, my friend. I'm right there with you, Lee Roberts. You and I see
exactly.
eye to eye on that. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate your input.
I appreciate you guys.
And I would have thought Lee was a fan, but I guess not.
Great Lee Roberts. We'll talk a little more about that when we come back. Apparently, I wasn't the only one who got irritated when they heard that news. Did you see social media?
Oh, my gosh. Lit up like a Christmas tree.
Woo. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This segment sponsored by Eagle Tire West out on Highway 98 West. Those good guys out there invite you to see them. Premium Goodyear tire products, full auto and truck service. It's all at Eagle Tire West. They're next to Smith Motor Company. Family operated since 1985, managed by former Golden Eagle baseball star Matt Warren. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full service, big Southern Miss supporters, and no reason, Kelly Sander, if you're a Southern Miss guy, that you would not go to Eagle Tire West. Right?
And considering that the second biggest investment you will make in your lifetime is home is number one, mm-hmm. your automobile mm-hmm. is number two. So you better take care of your cars and put them in the hands of people you trust.
Now, Dima's not here. He wouldn't remember this. He's too young, but you probably remember the commercial. You can pay me now, or you can pay me later.
That's exactly right. And the old White Owl cigars, I think they kind of will get you now or we'll get you later.
One way. Don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast. We're really proud of that. A lot of people have tuned in every day like that, and we appreciate that. It's on Apple. I'm a professional radio announcer.
Yeah, highly skilled.
Audible. Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or play the Siri, the Super Talk Eagle. I pulled it up on YouTube last night. And of course, I'm an old guy, but technology is really strange now. You can just type that in your phone, and boom, there's every show we've ever done.
technology too. You a lot of things you can punch in there, and you're getting all this bad news across the world. And man, sometimes you got to really be careful with social media, telephones, and all those sorts of things. Hey, other news from around the Southern Miss Nation. The basketball team, is playing in the Pensacola Invitational, and that's going to take place November 22nd and 23rd. That's the weekend before Thanksgiving, and it's going to take place at the Pensacola Bay Center. And the field for men's basketball in that tournament has been announced, and the teams that are going to be in that field besides Southern Miss is going to be UT Martin, the Skyhawks, Prairie View A&M, the Golden Eagles, and North Florida. Those four teams are going to be playing in Pensacola. That's the Pensacola Invitational the weekend before Thanksgiving. First chance for the Eagles to go to Pensacola in the upcoming season, and hopefully they'll win a Sun Belt championship in Pensacola there at the Sun Belt tournament at the end of the season.
And we're working to get Coach Ladner back on the show maybe in the next couple of days, kind of get an update. They're practicing, I know, and it's a big year for him, Kelly, and he'd be the first to tell you. I mean, he's a great guy. He'd be the first to tell you, I got to win this year.
And, no sport, to be fair, no sport has been as radically changed in this NIL transfer portal world as basketball.
No question.
And it's run a lot of really good basketball. And the latest one was Bruce Pearl at Tennessee, quit 2 weeks before their first practice.
The Auburn guy just resigned.
That's what I'm saying, Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
And turned it over to his son, because a lot of these good older coaches who have a lot to offer just said, I don't want to deal with this anymore.
And he's a great coach.
Jim Boeheim and Mike Krzyzewski at Duke. I mean, a lot of them have just said no thanks. And it's a new college world, but no sport has been more affected than basketball, where you are constantly having recruit. It used to be you'd get a kid out of high school, you'd have him for 4 years. That at least would be one spot you wouldn't have to worry about. Well, now every single year you're having to re-recruit these guys, and I think it just wears a lot on these coaches. And when you're only limited by, a roster of 15 players, where in football, you're going to have over 100 now. So really important that you get guys that not only are durable and can stay healthy, but have desires to stay here for maybe more than 1 year. But luckily, Southern Miss has kind of been on the proactive part of this, is through the transfer portal and the NIL deals and the To the Top Collective and things like this that have been able to keep some guys here.
All right, still to come on the show, Heath Hinton's going to join us here in a little bit. He talked to Coach Oz yesterday. We're going to get an update. Just talked to Dima. Player's not available today because there was no game Saturday, but we're going to catch up with him at 1:50 and see what Charles Huff had to say today. But let me go back to something I brought up yesterday, and I know it's not Southern Miss related, and I probably got a little carried away, and I thought I did, Kelly, until I started looking at social media last night, and I don't know that I have ever seen more of a firestorm directed toward the National Football League than over this announcement of who the halftime entertainer is going to be. We pick at you a lot about that, but your honest thoughts about the selection, the timing, and just the overall image that the NFL is developing.
I actually agree with you. Now, I don't take anything away from Bad Bunny. He's an amazing talent, and has done a lot for the Latin American hip-hop music scene and Puerto Rico in general. But I do think under the circumstances, it's almost like Roger Goodell just sees how far he can push the envelope. And so far, nobody really has offered much resistance. I mean, Jay-Z, who is the producer of the halftime show of the Super Bowls, and has been for about the past 8 years, he put out a statement saying that because of what Bad Bunny has done for his people, that this is a great chance for all of America to see what he's all about. But I just found it interesting, the word America, because, yes, we have had a lot of hip-hop entertainers. But all that I know of or can remember
are
American, yes.
Right. That's a big difference.
And that's where I was going with it. But the number of games being played overseas and this, and I just don't understand why Roger Goodell is so insistent on taking the National Football League across the world. Now, let me say this, because there's always checks and balances. He works for the team owners. The team owners pay his $22 million salary or what it is every year. So he has to answer to the owners. So they must like it as well, although perhaps not as astute businessman as I am compared to Roger Goodell. I just don't see the appeal.
My wife asked me the question one night about the NFL recently, and it's kind of a good question. She said, is there ever enough money for them? I mean, you know, they're tax exempt, the NFL is. They're making billions of dollars. They're the most popular sport in the most industrialized country on the planet. Isn't that enough?
And there would be many people in this country that would argue that same thing. And why are they tax exempt?
Well, that's a really good question, don't you think?
The players aren't.
No.
The players aren't tax exempt.
No, the owners, and then they want a stadium. They threaten to pull their team unless taxpayers foot the bill for them to go to their palaces every Sunday.
And many of those stadiums, there's nothing wrong with those stadiums.
No, there's nothing wrong with them. No.
It's not like these stadiums were built in 1900, right?
Of course not. Getting back to the entertainment, I mean, we can argue all we want about it. It's 8 years in a row of the same genre of music, and the millions of Americans who enjoy country music are ignored, the millions of Americans who enjoy rock music. We can argue that, but this is a different animal here. Every night, Kelly, I go home and I watch the news and I see people attacking ICE officers trying to, you know, throw bricks at their cars. They arrested two people yesterday in Chicago that were armed and, you know, going there with the intent to do real harm to these men and women. Two immigrants killed last week when a crazy person's trying to kill ICE agents. Why in the world would you bring a guy in that has openly trashed Donald Trump, ICE, won't come to the United States because of, quote, blank, effing ICE, and that's the person you pick to be the Super Bowl entertainer? It's astounding to me.
The only thing I can say, the only thing that we as Americans can do in any circumstances is don't spend money on whatever.
Correct.
Don't watch the halftime show. That's the only thing you can
do. I don't.
Yeah, is not watch it. But there's a certain form of arrogance there, going back to the point that you made about they're the most popular, they've made more money than there's never any blowback on the NFL. It's like they can do whatever they want to do and people just eat it up. It's a phenomenon for sure. But the only way we as consumers can do anything is to not buy products or not watch. And you mentioned, it was a good example yesterday was the Dixie Chicks, who to this day are just the Chicks.
Yeah, they're really not much of anything in the world of country music. I mean seriously, they don't sell records anymore.
I do believe in free speech, but again, there are consequences to whatever. Correct. You say there are going to be consequences and should be.
You and I have a First Amendment right, but there's some things you and I might blurt out here if we chose to do in the next 30 minutes, which would probably result in this being our last day on this air.
Which goes right back to there are consequences to what we say. And we do joke a lot, but we never are libelous. We're very careful about things that we say. We give attribution. If we didn't say it, we make sure that we note who said it. Those are just journalistic basic principles, right, Bob, that anybody should go by.
And then if something is said that is a problem, I just always blame you. And they go, oh, well, that, now I understand why.
But see, they'll drop it after that, right? Once they get the explanation, like, oh, okay.
Oh, Kelly, now I understand.
Yeah, well, forget it. Consider the source. All right.
Let's find out what's going on, dare I say, with baseball.
Southern Miss, you're one day closer to the season, Bob.
One day closer. All right, Mo Bay Beignet Company, I could be one day closer to some delicious beignets, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page, find out what the sauce of the month is. Enjoy some wonderful beignets. Mo Bay Beignet Company. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, we're glad you're with us this afternoon, whether you tune in on Super Talk radio stations, grab our podcast sometime later in the day, or listen to us online. Thank you very much. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are beautiful. They're all at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership. It's on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. We urge you to check that out. And our friends at Forest Health, and we're so lucky to have that facility here, remind you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year. But don't forget about the most important player, and that is you. Get an annual physical to be sure your health is as good as it can be. If there's a problem, let them get on it early, and they'll take care of it for you. Forest Health can help with expert medical care closer to home, foresthealth.org. And Kelly Center, I'll just say a personal endorsement, not that it matters, but we are so lucky to have those people here. I had a problem 3 years ago, and they took such wonderful care of me that I'm just eternally grateful to
them. The number one reason that Hattiesburg is getting to be the retirement community that it has been and continues to be is because of great health care, like Forrest.
I can see that.
As you're an older person, and I know the younger people laugh. I get it. You'll be there someday, mm-hmm, too. Mm-hmm. And look, we hope there's a world where everybody's healthy all the time. Mm-hmm. But as you get older, that is your number one concern, is health care. Yeah. And Forrest, that whole system really helps bring people to Hattiesburg.
We're lucky to have them here. And we're very grateful that they're part of our program. We were thrilled when we heard they wanted to join our family.
We're also thrilled to have the mayor of Pleasant Ridge.
I thought y'all said it was like, what did y'all say, Cracker Neck?
No, he's not in the city limits of Cracker's Neck. He's in Pleasant Ridge.
Cracker's Neck, huh? Yeah. Me and you did it. Have we ever done a remote in Cracker's Neck?
I don't think so.
That sounds like our kind of audience.
Did one in Gaetano, though, Heath.
Yeah, we did one in Gaetano.
You might have to go to the Domino Parlor on the river to do a remote from there. I'm not sure.
That sounds like a place you could get in a lot of trouble.
Yes. Right?
The Domino Parlor. Oh, no. That reminds me of growing up in the Delta and the little shack behind Buster's Package Store, and that's where the Italian men, including my father, would gather up to play dominoes and, believe it or not, Kelly, drink whiskey. Have you ever known anybody?
And Bob, it was like a shed, and it had like the, I promise you, it's got like a screen to keep the bugs out at least.
Oh, yeah. I used to run by and bum money off my dad and stuff, and he would be up there with his Jim Beam playing the dominoes with the other Italians. That was a good thing.
And Domino Parlors, that's where you find out all the information now.
I don't think there was any question about that. A lot of information you probably didn't want to hear at the Domino.
Yeah, that's true, too.
And we ate, and we did eat. Gaetano Grill fed us there that day. We did a remote there, and it was delicious. Food was good.
Yeah. Shannon didn't
cook. In fact, my dessert was so good, as I recall, you ate yours and mine. Remember the peach pie?
Not exactly.
Yeah?
I had Demas, too.
Oh.
All three.
There we
all
go. All right. Back to what we are paying Heath Hinton big bucks to be on this show to talk to us about. Now, you and I talked late yesterday afternoon, and you had just had a phone conversation with the Wizard of Oz. Summarize what Oz told you about fall baseball right now, Heath Hinton.
I think he's really happy with what he's seeing. He likes the maturity. He likes the arms that he's seeing on the mound right now. I think, some of the battles he's got to go through, outfield, who's going to play where, who's going to be the DH. Gillespie's coming back. I mean, I think Morrison's going to be your second baseman. But last weekend, talk about Morrison, 5-for-11 with 5 home runs. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Now, that's the guy from South Owl, correct?
Yeah, that's the second. Yeah, that's heir apparent there. I think the big battle in the infield right now is going to be shortstop between Ty Long and Seth Smith. Who's going to come out ahead in that?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to be a big battle to see who gets that. And, in the outfield, it's going to be who's going to play, who's going to be the DH.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I think they're pretty much set at every position. Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be another really good, strong team, and a team that really only went out and got 4 transfers, that, mm-hmm, 2 hitters, 2 pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's going to be an exciting group.
Kelly and I are both fans of Seth Smith. Kelly, I know you give your thoughts, but there's just something about the kid, man. He's just got a swagger. He came in there in that regional game just cold as ice, hadn't played hardly all year, and just played really well. You like him too, don't you, Kelly?
Especially first of all, he comes from a baseball pedigree. All right, his dad was major league, all kinds of experience at the major league level. So defensively, really has instinctive moves because he knows the game of baseball. He knows what potentially what could happen in any type of defensive situation. Mm-hmm. And then the athleticism that goes along with it. Now, there might be guys that are a little bit better hitters. But look, how many times have you heard that offense, a good offense is a good defense, right? Mm-hmm. Or one of the best offenses mm-hmm. is by having a good defense. Mm-hmm. So I'm very high. And I think if he gets consistent playing time and continues to develop, because if I'm not mistaken, he's just going into his junior year or sophomore year.
What is he, Heath? What is his class?
I believe he's a junior, but don't quote me on that. I believe he's going to be a junior.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still got some growing to do, man. I like him a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Who do you see as the starting outfielders, Heath?
I don't know. You got think about it. Gillespie, Higdon. You got the kid from Louisiana that transferred in. You got Urban. Nobody knows. It's kind of like who's going to – because you got to find somebody to play right field. And the great thing about Pato was in right field, he had a cannon. Man. I mean, he did have a cannon for an arm, and you could count on that for him to keep runners at bay going home or advancing.
Right.
So who's going to be the outfield? Who's going to play the outfield, come out of that group, and who's going to hit?
Yeah.
Who's going to be the DH? DH is tough. DH is tough to just be able to bat, not play in the field. That's a difficult position to be in.
Well, another kid you've mentioned is Gillespie. Now, here's a kid. Kelly and I observed this last year. We talked about this. Here's a kid with enormous talent. Hell, he could start for 90% of the schools, and he couldn't even break in the starting lineup by the end of the year.
Played in the Cape Cod League this summer, and the only guys that go to the Cape are guys that are draft potential. Yeah,
you got to have a spot for him, don't you, Heath? Gillespie's got to be in that lineup somewhere.
You would think. I mean, but last season when you had Cook, you had Irby, you had Higdon, those boys were hitting the ball like crazy, Tato in right field. Where would you go? You kind of were pigeonholed. Where are you going to hit him? Because Higdon was just crushing the ball again the last week.
He looked good in left field, too. He was athletic, man. He was good
looking
kid.
Yeah, I mean, he made some really good plays in the regional and stuff.
He sure did.
And I'm
it's a tough call.
I'm glad to see that Kyle Morrison has had the false start that he had. This is the South Al transfer. Mm-hmm. Because, look, let's be honest. In conversations – when there's discussion, am I going to come to Southern Miss or not? Playing time has to be the number one thing on the list. Okay, Coach XYZ, if I come to Southern Miss, what guarantee do I have? I know you'll have a chance to compete. I get all that. But there has to kind of be a wink-wink and a shake hand here or there for somebody. It would seem to me, based on logic, that why would you leave where you are and take the big risk potentially of going somewhere else. But the fact that Morrison has had this kind of start really puts him in a great position.
You know, Heath, I would worry maybe about, you know, you lose kids like Ozzie Pratt and Monastery, and you say, my God, those guys were just exceptional defensive players. But, you know, when we had those injuries late in that regional and you brought in two kids off the bench to to take those infield spots, they never missed a lick. So that doesn't really concern me much.
No, Southern Miss is the point right now where they don't retool, they reload. And that's when you know you're a good baseball program. That's when you know you're a good athletic program in general. Mm-hmm. I also think that, you know, with Morrison, those guys are coming here, they're also seeing, they're looking at the draft board. And they're looking at the past 5-6 years at all the kids from Southern Miss that have been drafted.
Right.
And they look where they're at now. They look at all the guys who haven't been drafted.
Right.
And they go, you know what? If I want to play at the next level, Southern Miss is a good stop for me. They got really good NIL stuff. They're able to, treat me well. Everybody likes playing under Coach Oz and his staff. I think this is a pretty good destination for me. Right. So I think Southern Miss is not a place that has to – in the past, they don't really have to go out and look for guys. Guys come to them.
That's right.
Yeah, we've talked about the health of the overall baseball program a lot, but something that we really haven't talked about is a particular word, selective. Now, you know, some schools literally will take guys with a heartbeat, right?
Mm-hmm.
A suspect junior college player, but maybe had flashes of brilliance here or there. Southern Miss now is in the exceptional position to where they could say thanks, but no thanks.
Right.
With all due respect, thanks, but no thanks. And when you're there, I don't know that it gets any better as far as recruiting new players.
They're riding the surfboard right now, aren't they?
They are. And yeah. and people can talk about, well, we've got to get over the hump. We got to get to the – no, I get all that, right? Yeah. I mean, you ultimately want to win the grand prize. But, look, if you're not going to win the grand prize, you're well, as close as anybody.
And let's remember, they're 8 out of 301 teams every year.
There are 90% of schools in the NCAA that would kill to be where Southern Miss is right now.
Of course. Well, and every one of those 64 teams ends their season with a loss, except one.
Right. Yeah. Heath Hinton, so, Big Gold Nation. And Heath Hinton, I do want to point out, is a big fan of, what's his name, Big Bunny?
Bad Bunny.
So I know you were really excited at the news, weren't you?
I was jumping out of the house. I opened up a wine bottle, shook it up a little bit, just partied like a rock star. Yay.
All right, Heath. Have a good day, brother.
All right, buddy. Y'all too. Have a good one.
The mayor of Pleasant Ridge.
Yes. Not Cracker Neck.
Right.
All right. We're going to catch up with Dima Mixon next. Hang on.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. Home, lawn, or garden is available at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. MCS is Hattiesburg's new improvement home center. Local folks eager to help you. Highway 98 West. And again, like we said about Eagle Tire, huge Southern Miss supporters. If you're a Golden Eagle, why would you not do business with MCS Home Center? We think you should. DBAT sponsors the third segment of the program, and this segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill, and that's because, Kelly, it is the fourth segment. And again, my broadcast professionalism really showed up right there.
And I know we're going to get to Dean in a minute, but I was going to let you know that the marketing department at Southern Miss has once again been busy at work. Trick or treat at the Pete.
There we go.
It's all set for October 28th. So I don't know how long they took to come up with that name, but trick or treat at the Pete on October 28th.
We'll and now have we more interview Dima Mixon. Just kidding. I just love my buttons.
Back home.
I love my buttons in here. Yeah. I do. I love them. Okay, Dima, what did Coach Huff have to say today?
Yeah, well, first I wanted to mention one thing about what Heath was saying in the last segment. Caleb Stelly, the transfer from UL, is going to really compete for an outfield spot. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yeah.
He failed to mention. I think he missed that name.
Lots of good problems at Southern Miss baseball. Yeah.
And again, I'm sure the discussion was had with Stelly, too. Why would you leave a tradition-rich school like Louisiana to come to Southern Miss? Same deal.
All right, let's get back to football, Damon. What did the main man say today?
Yeah, a typical bye week press conference, kind of talked about where they want to improve. He doesn't really view this as a bye week in a sense. He wants to do this as a, regular work week, just without a game. Obviously, they have a Thursday game, so the bye week kind of work a little bit different for them. They're going to focus this week on getting better and watching film and all that good things, and then game week, actually, I think we'll start Saturday, if I'm pretty sure, with a Thursday kickoff. So, but really, I thought one of the more interesting parts was they did bring Braylon out for a kind of like everybody interview, which was the first time we got to talk to him for a couple of weeks. And he did say he was asked about just kind of you know, watching the film at Louisiana Tech and kind of what he thought there and kind of if that translated to his play against Jacksonville State. And he said, yeah, he thought that there were times where he could, you know, tuck the ball and run, and he probably should have at Louisiana Tech. And after watching that on film, he was able to, you know, practice that at, against Jacksonville State, and it showed, you know, for him. And obviously he had almost 50 yards on the ground against Jacksonville State with 12 attempts. So good day as far as media goes, and, you know, they just continue to work, try to get better before next Thursday night prime time against Georgia Southern on the road.
It's a big conference game, the second one for Southern Miss, but I think I could argue that this game is more important in the recruiting sense. And it's something that Brian Vinson, the coach at Louisiana Monroe, and I were talking about at Sunbelt Media Day, because it's a national television audience, right? There's no other dance going on that night, or it might be one late game because it's a midweek game. So all eyes, so to speak, will be on the Southern Miss football program. And when you look back at past games where we've played on national TV, it hasn't been very good. So hopefully not only will the Eagles be able to win that game, but look good in doing it, because, man, what if you had to pay for that kind of advertising, you know, what would it cost you?
Yeah, so
it's,
no question.
It'd be a great time to play well.
Any injuries, Dima, that but they're kind of hush-hush about that, aren't they?
Yeah, no comments on injuries, but they do have a couple of questions on the offensive line and defensive line coming out of that Jacksonville State game. Of course, now that we're in conference play, they'll start releasing availability reports on Wednesday before the game. So I'd expect it Wednesday to get kind of an update on where they expect some pieces to be against Georgia Southern. But yeah, so nothing from Huff on that.
Any comments from Coach about podcasters?
No comment on that either.
And Dima doesn't have a comment on it either.
Dima doesn't have a podcast. Dima's on this podcast.
It's interesting to me, Bob, that both Marshant Kinney and then Lee Roberts today, Marshant Kinney yesterday, both of them saying that as players at a high level,
they don't like
this bye week. They'd like to be on the field. But really, you're going to have to give these teams a bye week on or a free Saturday, because you can't have them play a Thursday and then turn around, you know, 2 days later and play. So, I mean, there's going to have to be an off weekend at some point.
Correct.
Yeah. You have these midweek
games. I mean, the biggest
thing,
I think, for this game for Southern Miss fans is just to see if Southern Miss learned a lesson at Louisiana Tech. If they're going to prepare better, they have to look better on the road. Their only road test so far did not look good. So that's, I think, the biggest question going to Georgia Southern, and something they're going to work on this week.
Again, it's hard to believe we're about almost to the halfway point of the season, and they've only played one road game. So they better get better on the road, because they're going to play on the road now some the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, the next home game is until the end of October.
Yeah, well, there you go.
The good news is some of the teams that you have to play on the road are turning out to not be as good as we thought they were going to be.
Hey, real quick, Dima, I told my buddy here, I started to pick with him last night, but I did feel sorry for Kelly watching the Bengals. They just looked terrible.
They're awful.
I didn't realize that game was on. They normally don't put horrible football on television.
No, they do. All the Bengal games, they put them on the Cartoon Network.
It's a shame they're not playing the Saints. That would be quite a battle, wouldn't it?
Pillow
that
fight.
That would be quite a battle.
All pillow fights.
That would be on the Looney Tunes.
Looney Tune Network, yeah. All right, we'll see you back in the studio tomorrow, brother.
All right, see you then.
Stephen Mixon, everybody, out reporting for the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Back on the show tomorrow at 1 o'clock, we've got Glenn Dyer. We've got Travis Creel. We're going to have a good show for you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, everybody. Until next time, Southern Miss.
To the top.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at trustcarehealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.